I've had cause to tell you many times, my favorite prayer is, oh Lord, have mercy on me. That's my favorite prayer. In the month of August, you will enjoy mercy. A person that has not enjoyed mercy and grace before does not understand. So we keep painting pictures for them. 120 people were kidnapped. They were about to release 28. How do you choose the 28? How do you choose the 28? How do you pick him as the third person? His father, his mother, his money, mercy. For his mercy
endures forever. Amen.
Your mercy.
For his mercy endures forever. Amen.
I pray for everyone here. Let your children enjoy mercy. In the name of Jesus. Let the mark of mercy be upon your family. In the name of Jesus. Let the mercy of the Lord distinguish us. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. There is something that God has given us that gives us great advantage in life. Great advantage. And it is the anointing. But you see, the problem is that we have limited the anointing to some narrow things. What is meant to bring a difference in every facet of our lives? We have limited it to deliverance. We have limited it to falling. How can we take the anointing of God that is meant to bring us breakthrough, distinguish us in life, and limit it to falling? And ecstasy and laughing, and then we go. How can we abuse and insult the anointing of God this much? When God wanted to make a difference in the life of Bezalel for creativity, for innovation, for breakthrough in work, he said, I have chosen Bezalel and I have put my spirit upon him. I have put my anointing upon him. Listen, the anointing is for your work also. The anointing is for your business. The anointing is for everything that God has called you to do. You might have Achan. You might have Anan. You might have Koren. You might have NSC. Whatever they call those qualifications. You might have all of them. But an anointing upon that certificate will make you breakthrough. Will make you shine like nobody else. They will be asking you for the secret. You will not have an answer for them. Why? Because the anointing brings a difference. Stop limiting the anointing to falling. The anointing breaks the yokes, yes. But the anointing enables us to do mental exploits. Many have great dreams. But without the anointing, they have not excelled anywhere. The anointing upon a teacher will make him be one of a kind in the whole FCT. We need to understand what the anointing is and what the anointing can do for us. So the anointing is an advantage. And we have to be seen to be taking advantage of the advantage. We should be seen of administering the advantage that the anointing gives to us. I need to know that the anointing is the spirit of God upon a man. I need to know that the anointing is the power of God upon a man. I need to know that the anointing is the hand of God upon a man. The spirit of God upon a man. The power of God upon a man. The hand of God upon a man. The anointing is the abilities of God working through a man. The anointing is the grace of God upon him. And so we are saying, that oil that represents the anointing, when it comes upon you today, the Spirit of God, the power of God, the grace of God, the abilities of God will come upon you. Therefore, what we mean is this. The anointing brings God's extra into your life. The anointing brings God's extra into your life. I stand here and I pray. Any merchandise in your shop that has been there for a long time, by the anointing this house today, let them be cleared away with sales. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who that is for. It's for you to know that the anointing works anywhere and in business. What you have wanted to achieve for long, that you have not been able to. When this oil comes upon you, it will give you the capabilities, the abilities, and capacity to function in those areas. Are we here? It is not oil. You don't lack cream at home. You have cream. We are not here to cream your head. We are here to transform your destiny by the oil. Do you understand? You know Nigerians, me that don't know how to speak Yoruba, Yoruba still keeps coming to my at the re-anointing thing. Christians have disrespected the oil. You see it everywhere. It's around you. It's by your side. Olive oil. We have disrespected it. We don't know the power. That today, as that oil comes upon you, what you have never experienced before, it will come upon you. It will be your portion. There will be a change for you. In the name of Jesus. So quickly, I need you to know that in the Bible, prophets were anointed. 1 Kings 19:6. Priests were anointed. Leviticus 8:12. Kings were anointed. 1 Samuel 10:1. Kings, like the tabernacle, altar, were anointed. And men were anointed for creativity. Bezalel was anointed. I want to talk to you 22 things that the anointing can do for you. Whatever we get you for us to pray, we pray. Number one, the anointing consecrates, separates, and distinguishes you. What the anointing does is to set you apart. He's saying, out of everybody here, I choose you. I call you out. I set you apart. I separate you from all others. The number one thing the anointing does is to set apart. That is the meaning of consecration. God, who set me apart from my fathers, have many prophets, many kings in the Bible have made such statements. They don't deserve it, but the anointing come upon them and set them apart. So we are not here to argue whether you deserve it or not. What we are saying is that the anointing came upon the donkey, and the donkey spoke to man. How much more you? We are not saying you deserve it or not. It doesn't matter. But when the oil comes upon you, it will separate you. It will distinguish you. It will consecrate you. It will set you apart. Exodus 30:30. You shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them. Consecrate means separate, set apart. In the name of Jesus, as the oil comes upon you, let the oil set you apart. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Let's say, pray together. Say, set me apart by your anointing. This morning, set me apart. Consecrate me, set me apart. Separate me from commonality. 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 By your anointing, separate me. Separate me from the normal. Separate me. Separate me. Let my case be different. The anointing makes your case different. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The anointing turns you into a different person. 1 Samuel 10:1-6. 1 Samuel 10, 1 to 6. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, "Has not the Lord anointed you to be prince over the people Israel? Today, the Lord is anointing you, separating you, distinguishing you in the name of Jesus." Put your hand on your head. Let the mark of distinguishment come upon you by the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I don't know how you got here this morning. Saul, in 1 Samuel 9, was looking for a donkey. And he met the prophet. He was anointed. And his life changed. I don't know what brought you here. You came to look for girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. I don't know what brought you here. But by the touch of oil upon your head, your destiny is changing forever. In the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel 10, quickly. Has the Lord not anointed you to be a prince over the people of Israel? And you shall reign over the people of the Lord, and you shall save them from the hand of their surrounding enemies. There are many things the anointing does that we can see from verse 1. But let's just go. And this shall be when you depart from me today. Make up your mind what you want to do with me. Yeah. When you depart from me today, you will meet two men by Rachel's stone in the territory of Benjamin. At Zezer, jump to verse 6. Then, can we all read together? Let's go. One, two, go. Then, the Spirit of the Lord will rush upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be torn to another. So, when the oil comes upon you today, whether you feel it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you fall down or not, the Holy Spirit will rush upon you, and you will become another person. Are you here? If you are another person, you go to your shop and behave like another person. When you are another person, you go back to your office, carry yourself like another person. Listen, the anointing is sacred. They don't anoint anybody anyhow in the Old Testament. It's by virtue of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, shall we anoint you anytime. They don't anoint people anyhow. They only anoint kings. Some rule for 40 years. In that 40 years, nobody's anointed. They only anoint prophets. Some are there for 50 years. In their presence, nobody's anointed. The anointing oil, they say, not that type should not be made for another person. So what comes upon you in church is unique. It's not normal. It's something different. It turns you to another person. So you can no longer be harassed anyhow. None can talk to you anyhow. Listen, people have the right to talk, to think, to imagine anything. But after they talk, I'm not responsible for what happens to them. Touch not my anointed. It is people's hands. It is their charm. It is their incantation. I can't stop them from using it. But after they use it, I am not responsible for what happens to them. Because I am now another person. You are another person. Stop running helter-skelter. Stop crying. Stop pitying yourself. You are another person. So when this oil comes upon you today, you are being transformed into another person. So before you came to church, you were ordinary. Now you have become another person. This Yoruba anointing, don't they enter me again? And it's over for you and awoke. I can't interpret that one in my widest view. But forgive me. What it means in my own way is that whoever looks down on you today, the way they looked down on you yesterday, they will regret it. Is that a good interpretation? So by the anointing, that circumstance, that situation that treated you anyhow, today.
If he tries it, it will perish.
In the name of Jesus. Remember,
I'm not interested in people. I'm interested in situations, circumstances, what you are going through, what is causing you pain,
whatever it is.
The anointing turns you into another person. So I'm seeing another person.
I'm seeing honorable men. I'm seeing glorious men. In the name of Jesus.
I'm seeing people bringing new cars to church.
I'm seeing people buying the church bus. I'm seeing people buying land for the church. I see people building new churches. I see people ministering to people.
I see people with great anointing. Are you here? Listen, when Saul woke up, he did not look it.
By the end of the day,
he was a king. That is your testimony. You are becoming another person.
Are we here? The anointing gives you the empowerment
to fulfill your destiny.
No man can fulfill his destiny by himself. Listen to me. Motivation cannot push you into your destiny. It can only treat symptoms of your problem. Whatever a man imagines, a man can achieve. Imagine you are a dog. Can you become a dog?
There's a limit to meditation. There's a limit to motivation. You can speak positively all the days of your life and still suffer.
One of my friends put something on his Facebook yesterday. He said in America, people, they bear stone. People are called stone. They are called bush. And they achieve great things. He said, but in Nigeria, favor yourself till they pray. Grace don't face disgrace. Faith till they wait for God. But by the anointing, everything that is a part in your life, the anointing changes them. Every mark of rejection upon your life, let the anointing erase that mark of rejection. In the name of Jesus.
So the anointing gives you empowerment
to achieve what God has asked you to do. Psalm 133, 1 to 3. Oh, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity.
It is like the precious oil
on the head, running down to the bed, on the head of Aaron, on the head of Abiodun, running down
on the collars of his robe. Look at it. It is like a dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessings, life for them. The anointing is like a dew upon men. The anointing is a commanded blessing and life forever for the children of God.
So when the anointing is upon you, wherever you go,
you command blessing. God says, go there. I have commanded people to help you.
Go there. I have commanded somebody to speak.
When the anointing is upon you, it activates commanded blessings. It activates commanded blessings. Let the blessings that come through the anointing, let it come upon everybody here.
Stretch your two hands. Stretch your two hands. Bow down here. Stretch your two hands.
Let there be a release.
Just lift your hands to him. Relax in his presence. Just lift your hands to him. Your grace, your anointing, your deal upon your people, Lord. Your deal. Your deal, your deal, your deal, your deal. Alama career. Your deal. Let your glory fall upon your people. Let your spirit be upon your children. Let your presence tabernacle with them.
We worship you.
We worship you. We worship you. Just bow your head, bow your head. Just talk to me, Mali Boshi Talaba. In the level Guria, Malaba Sitalaba. At the level Guria, the level Guria. Tele, Tele, Lebo Guria, Dalaba. Ibe, Tele, Lebo Guria, Dalebo. Ite, Tele, Bo Guria, Dalebo. Ete, Tele, Bo Guria, Dalaba. Ebe, Tele, Lebo Guria, Dalaba. Let there be a release of the new of the Lord. Let it be quiet. There's a release of favor upon you by the anointing. Quiet, please, just quiet. When the dew falls, dryness disappears. Every kind of dryness in your life, by the dew, by the anointing, let them be terminated. Don't say amen. Just quiet. Until I ask you to say amen, just quiet. Mighty name, we are praying.
Put some in your hands. Put some in your hands. Put some in your hands. You don't have oil. Stand up on your feet. Stand up. You don't have oil. Stand up quickly. For those that have oil, put in your hands. Stand up. Okay, if you have your own anointing, sit down so that they can differentiate and give others. For now, sit down. Put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head. Put your hand on it. I'll be ministering. I'll be saying the things that anointing you are doing. We'll be praying them into your life. Put your hand upon your head. He said, by the anointing, he said, every yoke shall be destroyed. Put your hand on your head. Every yoke that makes me not to excel in work. Say after me. Every yoke in my place of work, anything that makes me not to achieve concerning the work of my hand, let them be broken. By the reason of the anointing, let them be broken. Let them be broken. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you have the anointing in your hand, stand up on your feet. Let's pray together. Let's just pray together. Stand up. Your hand on your head. Say, every invisible chain, tie me down to any place. Tie me down to any level by the reason of your anointing. Break. By the reason of the anointing, break. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have been listening to me attentively. The anointing is God's tool, God's weapon, God's instrument to break yokes and put an end to oppression. Did you hear me? Oppression dies, comes to an end only by anointing. It does not come to an end by begging. It does not come to an end by pleading. The anointing is upon you. Put your hand on your head again. Say, any oppression in my place of work, any oppression in my environment, any oppression in my father's house, comes to an end by the reason of the anointing. Come to an end. Pray for yourself. Let it come to an end. Let oppression come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Politics is important, and most of the time I don't play politics. What I know is this: whoever is your guy in my office, whoever is the president of a country, whoever is a governor in my state, his reign will favor me. It doesn't matter who the person is. He's from my village, it is Fulani, it is Arusa, it is Igbo, it is Igbo. Even your brother can get there and show you. But my anointing attracts favor, no matter who the person is. Are you here? He does not need to speak my language. He must favor me. He must not come from my office. He must favor me. Hello, are you here? Put your hand on your head. Say, no matter who is in power,
no matter who is in authority, by the anointing of God upon me, let men arise and favor me, no matter who the director is, no matter who the MD is, no matter who the DG is, no matter who the GM is, whoever it is, no matter my supervisor, by the anointing, they arise, they favor me, 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 they arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When they are coming to your shop, nobody asks if you are evil or not. Wherever they are, the anointing will greet them. Even when they hate you and they don't want to greet you, they will come in and buy from you. Yeah, can we pray? Say the anointing that attracts help, that attracts honor, that attracts dignity. Let it fall upon me and my children. Fall upon me and my children. Anointing that attracts. Anointing that attracts help, attracts grace, attracts dignity, attracts mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I pray for you? Sometimes the anointed makes stupid mistakes. Sometimes, 1 Kings 13 is a young man that God anointed to go to Israel. He was deceived. Some of you, things that will put you and your children in trouble is around you. Everybody can see it except you, because you are intentionally blind to it. I pray for you. By this anointing, let the Lord deliver you from errors. Deliver you from mistakes. Let the Lord open your eyes. 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 In the name of Jesus. Anointing is the thing that pushes you into your destiny. Saul was destined to be a king, but he was living normal everywhere. But the anointing came upon him and pushed him into kingship. Whatever you have been created for, that you are not pursuing, that you are not achieving, by this oil on your head, let the anointing push you into greatness. Push you into your destiny. Push you into your destiny. Push you into your purpose. In the name of Jesus. Your hand on your head. Let there be a release of fresh grace upon you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 92 verse 10. Psalm 92 verse 10. Psalm 92 verse 10. Can we all read together? Let's go. But you have exalted my horn like that of a unicorn. You have poured over me fresh oil. When oil is too old and open, it can stink. You need a fresh oil. Hello, are you here? The anointing of the past does not suffice for today. That's a fresh oil upon you. That's a fresh oil upon you. Let there be fresh experiences. Let there be new experiences. In the name of Jesus. So listen to me. I don't want to hear, Pastor, I've tried it before. Pastor, I went there before. Pastor, I did it before. Pastor, they will not hear me. No. It is a fresh one. And the fresh one does what? It exalts your heart. There's an exaltation for you. It's lifting you up. It is making you visible. It is giving you honor. It is making you a man of renown. Your fame is spreading abroad. Why? But my horn, you have exalted my horn like that of a unicorn. You have poured fresh oil upon me. Can you pray for yourself? Say, anything that fresh oil brings, let them enter my life. Everything, everything that fresh oil brings, everything that fresh oil brings, everything that fresh oil brings. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Psalm 105, 13 to 16. You are going to read it with pride. Give me New King James, if it's okay by you. You are going to read it with pride. Okay, let's go. When they went from nation, one nation to another, from one kingdom. So listen, you might be moving from one office to the other because you want to sell. You might be moving from one city to another. You might be moving from one street to another. You might be moving from wherever to wherever. Do you understand me? Let's continue. He permitted no one to do them by this anointing. Anyone that rises up against you for evil and wickedness, let them fall for your sake. In the name of Jesus. Are you here? Let's go. What did he say? Yes. Can I say yes? Say that, let me hear you. Say that, let me hear you. Yes, it's surely, verily. Let's go. Yes, say yes. Who are kings? They are men in authority. Director, GM, DG, MD, whoever they call them, supervisor, matron, any of them that is against you, let the Lord arise and rebuke them. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Anyone that says you don't speak their language, anyone that says you don't come from where they come from, and they have a reason against you, let them fall for your sake. In the name of Jesus. Verse 15, let's go. Saying, can I hear you? What did the Lord say? He said, do not touch. Have you been anointed today? Have you been anointed today? You now want to go out of this place and start behaving like you were before you came here? I don't belong to their clique in the market. I don't belong to. He said, say it. The Lord said it. He said, do not touch my anointed. Anyone that tries, let them perish. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that wants to harm you, let the harm come upon them. Let your anointing speak for you. Let your anointing bring you a covering. Let the anointing fight your battles. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands to him and thank him. Decree concerning yourself. Make proclamations. I am anointed. The situation cannot prevail. I am anointed. They can't do me anyhow. I am anointed. The anointing fights for me. The anointing makes me prevail. In Jesus' mighty name, we have been lifted up once. By this anointing, you are soaring like an eagle. You didn't hear me. I said you are soaring like an eagle. 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 Look at me, sir. Look at me, sir. You don't understand. Every plane flies. The eagle does not do this. The eagle waits and then it soars. It does not waste its energy. It does not expend its energy. By this anointing, you are flying like an eagle. You are soaring like an eagle. Your children are soaring like an eagle. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Welcome to church. Welcome to the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church, where we love God. We love.
Let the anointing lift you up. Move you from being the least. Move you to the top. Let the anointing move you from the bottom. Take you to the top. In the name of Jesus, anything dormant in your destiny, by that oil that came upon you, let those great things be activated. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, become visible. Whatever you do, let it be visible. In the name of Jesus, attract help, attract grace, attract mercy. In the name of Jesus, attract destiny about by the anointing upon you. In the name of Jesus, any oppression, any yoke, any captivity in your life, they come to an end today. In the name of Jesus, anything lacking in your life and destiny, let this anointing make them available for you. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let there be a release of grace upon everybody. Every finished work of darkness, let them be reversed by fire. Let there be a reversal by fire. Let there be a reversal by fire. Let there be a reversal by fire. In the name of Jesus, we speak grace to every area of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you for coming to our church. Please, we want to attend to you at that part. They are waving at you. Just follow that handsome guy there. Thank you. If you are watching me for the second time today, can you wave your hand wherever you are? Second time, God bless you. Real good. In the name of Jesus. Please, at the end of the service, we have an information for you. Some people are waving their hands at this door. They will be waiting for you there after the service. From the bottom of our hearts and on behalf of the leadership of the church, we want to thank you for your cooperation during these 5 weeks of guest month. We thank you for inviting people. You will not miss your reward in the name of Jesus. Would this be the end of it? Evangelism is not for guest month. It's supposed to be the lifestyle of every believer. So we are not putting a stop to it. There is nothing that really changes our service. It's still the normal service that we have, The only thing that we put emphasis on bringing people to church. And so now that we are getting used to it, let's go ahead and bring more people to church every Sunday. So we expect across the 3 services next Sunday to see this mass number of people attending church. The Lord is counting on you. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, our teenagers will be having their conference in church. Please release your teenagers. Please bring your teenagers. Please invite teenagers in your area. Their lives will never be the same. On Sunday night will be the grand finale in their church. Invite as many people as possible. August 15th, in the evening, in the church, we are going to have a musical concert with our dear brother, AY, and our choir. Please, please, and please, get prepared for it. 5 p.m. in the evening. Let's come and worship God. It's going to be great in God's presence. From the bottom of our heart again, I say thank you. I say let this month arise and favor you. Let this month work for your good. Let this month bring you honor. In the name of Jesus, let this month be on your side. In the name of Jesus, in this month, the enemy shall not prevail against you. You prevail over every enemy. By this anointing, you are excelling your place of work. It doesn't matter the politics. You are coming out on top in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you. Give you shalom all the days of your life. By that anointing, anyone that touches you, let them perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless.